A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages. Now, before we go on, let me just clarify one more thing. It may seem like I'm chasing a little rabbit here, but I think this is important too. Some of you may have heard people who've called themselves Christians. They really do. They identify with the church, but they reject the resurrection of Jesus as a literal, physical, historical fact. You ever run anybody like that? I don't know if you have or not. I have. And to these kind of people, they see the resurrection of Jesus as sort of, they spiritualize it. It's kind of a spiritual event of some kind. They might say, for example, that the spirit of Jesus or the attitude of Jesus somehow sort of spiritually comes back to life in the hearts of his followers. But Jesus, the man, really didn't physically rise from the dead. When he died, he stayed dead physically. Many times these are people whose families or maybe their ancestors may have once been genuine Christians at one time. And they themselves, they may kind of like some of the things that Jesus teaches that we read about in the Bible. You know, they like some of it. When Jesus says, love one another, they say, oh, that sounds pretty good. I like love. They like the golden rule. They like the verse that says, judge not that you be not judged. You know, there's several things in there that they kind of like. But they really just feel like they can't accept all the supernatural stuff. Things like the virgin birth of Jesus that the Bible clearly teaches, or casting out demons, or walking on water, or rising from the dead, or coming back in the clouds. They can't, it's clearly taught in Scripture. I mean, you read your Bible, it's all there, along with the teachings. But those things are kind of embarrassing to these people. These people are not comfortable with the spiritual, the supernatural things. So the truth is, they're just not Christians, not biblical Christians. I mean, we can call people Christians if we want to that are not necessarily biblical Christians. They just kind of made up a new definition, though, of the word Christian. So to them, a Christian is someone who really doesn't believe Jesus is God or that he actually literally rose from the dead. A Christian can just be someone who kind of likes some of the teachings of Jesus and identifies with the church. But listen, guys, genuine biblical Christians will always affirm that Jesus really, literally, physically, historically, bodily, however you want to say it, he really did rise from the dead. The Bible and early Christian history are very clear about that.